Jesus was having dinner with some friends and with some people who wanted to learn from him. And while the dinner was going on, a woman came to the house. And I see that a lot of you carry something special around with you. She was carrying something special that day, and it was a jar full of very expensive oil. And she brought it right into the house, and she walked right up into the dining room, right up to the, to where they were all sitting around eating, right up to Jesus, and she looked into his face, and then she broke open the seal on that jar of precious oil, and she poured it on Jesus' head. And she did this because she wanted a way to express her love and her gratitude, and words just were not enough for her. There was no way to say in words what she wanted to say. And so she used this action of pouring this precious oil on Jesus' head. And all the other people who were having dinner there that day, they saw this expensive perfume, and they knew how much it cost, and they were confused. And they said to Jesus, "Wouldn't it have been better if she had used that money and given it to the poor, you know, feed the hungry or help the poor get a blanket or a place to stay, instead of spending all that money on this precious oil that she just poured on your head?" And Jesus said to all these questioners, "This woman has done a really kind and generous thing for me. She has recognized who I am. She knows what's going to happen to me. And she's helping to prepare me for my future. You always have and always will have chances to do kind things for poor people, and I hope you will. But this is a special occasion and a special gift, and I'm really happy to receive this gift of love from this woman." And I believe, said Jesus, that she will always be remembered for this gift that she has given me today. And it's true, we still do remember because it was written down in the Bible and we can read about it. And we remember that gift. And when I remember what she did, it tells me that when it comes to giving gifts to Jesus, there's no such thing as a wrong gift. Every gift given in love is wonderful and precious and acceptable and very much appreciated. I wanted to thank you all this morning for the gift that you helped the congregation give. When you trick-or-treated for UNICEF, we gathered up almost $400 that we're sending now to children around the world who need food and medicine. So thank you for your help doing that and giving that gift in honor of Jesus. I also want to tell you that you're receiving a gift today. When you go to your Sunday school classroom, you're going to see there's brand new curtains hanging out the windows, and those are a gift of people in the church who made those curtains and hung those curtains because we want your Sunday school room, the place that you learn about God and Jesus, to be as welcoming and as pretty and as nice as it possibly can be. So admire your new curtains when you get down there this morning. And then finally, I wanted to tell you that your Sunday school teachers have decided that in Sunday school, it would be good to do something that we also do here in church, which is to give a gift to Jesus and to God every week. So your teachers are going to tell you more about this, but you're going to get to start bringing an offering to Sunday school class so it can be just like here in church. We put an offering in the offering plate and dedicate it to God, and you're going to get to start doing the same thing. So let's join hands and say a prayer together. Holy God, we thank you for the opportunity to give our love in specific and concrete ways, to give our love in actions that show how much we care about you and how happy we are with the lives that you have given us. We ask your blessing on the children who will receive the food and the medicine that we have tried to contribute. We ask your blessing on this church. Amen.